Machchita Madhgata Prana
Machchita Madhgata Prana
Bodhayanta Padasparam
Bodhayanta Padasparam
Katyantascha Mamityam
Katyantascha Mamityam
Dushyanti Charamanticha
Dushyanti Charamanticha
Machchitaha
Machchitaha
Their minds fully engaged in me.
Madhgata
prana,
Madhgata prana,
their lives devoted to me. Bodhayantaha,
preaching,
Padasparam,
among themselves.
Katayantaha,
talking,
cha,
also,
mam,
about me.
Nityam,
perpetually.
Tushanti,
become pleased.
Cha,
also.
Ramanti,
enjoy transcendental bliss.
Cha,
also.
The thoughts of my pure devotees dwell in me. Their lives are fully devoted to my service, and they derive great satisfaction and bliss from always enlightening one another and conversing about me. Purport. Pure devotees, whose characteristics are mentioned here, are engaged themselves fully in the transcendental loving service of the Lord. Their minds cannot be diverted from the lotus feet of Krishna. Their talks are solely on the transcendental subjects. The symptoms of the pure devotees are described in this verse specifically. Devotees of the Supreme Lord are 24 hours daily engaged in glorifying the qualities and pastimes of the Supreme Lord. Their hearts and souls are constantly submerged in Krishna, and they take great pleasure in discussing him with other devotees. In the preliminary stage of devotional service, they relish the transcendental pleasure from the service itself, and in the mature stage, they are actually situated in love of God. Once situated in that transcendental position, they can relish the highest perfection exhibited by the Lord in his abode. Lord Chaitanya likens transcendental devotional service to the sowing of a seed in the heart of the living entity. There are innumerable living entities traveling throughout the different planets of the universe, and out of them there are a few fortunate enough to meet a pure devotee and get the chance to understand devotional service. This devotional service is just like a seed, and if sown in the heart of a living being, and if it is sown in the heart of a living being, and if he goes on hearing and chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, 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 Hare Hare,
that seed fructifies just as the seed of a tree fructifies with regular watering. The spiritual plant of devotional service gradually grows and grows until it penetrates the coverings of the material universe and enters into the Brahmajyoti effulgence in the spiritual sky. In the spiritual sky also, that plant grows more and more until it reaches the highest planet, which is called Goloka Vrindavan, the supreme planet of Krishna. Ultimately, the plant takes shelter under the lotus feet of Krishna and rests there. Gradually, the plant grows fruits and flowers. As a plant grows fruits and flowers, that plant of devotional service also produces fruits, and the watering process in the form of chanting and hearing goes on. This plant of devotional service is fully described in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhulila, chapter 19. It is explained there that when the complete plant takes shelter under the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord, one becomes fully absorbed in love of God, then he cannot live even for a moment without being in contact with the Supreme Lord, just as a fish cannot live without water. In such a state, the devotee actually attains the transcendental qualities in contact with the Supreme Lord. The Srimad Bhagavatam is also full of such narrations about the relationship between the Supreme Lord and his devotees. Therefore, the Srimad Bhagavatam is very dear to the devotees, as stated in the Bhagavatam itself. Srimad Bhagavatam Puranam Amalam Yad Vaishnavanam Priyam. In this narration, there is nothing about material activities, economic development, sense gratification, or liberation. Srimad Bhagavatam is the only narration in which the transcendental nature of the Supreme Lord and his devotees is fully described. Thus, the realized souls in Krishna consciousness take continual pleasure in hearing such transcendental literatures, just as a young boy and girl take pleasure in association.
Manchita madgita prana bhuriyanta parasparam katiyantashtrama nityam tushantija ramantija. Very beautifully, Srila Prabhupada describes the engagement of the devotees. They're always thinking of Krishna, manchita, Krishna consciousness. Finally, it's not simply about external action, but it's about the heart, or about the mind, chitta. The savai mana Krishna padaravindya. We want to fix the mind at the lotus feet of Krishna. Much chitta. That means not thinking about so many other things. When we say thinking of Krishna, it means withdrawing our thoughts from so much nonsense, from so much useless subject matters, and fixing it on Krishna. It also indicates, as mentioned at the end, that we're not always thinking about economic development, religious rituals, economic development, sense gratification, or attaining liberation. This is called cheating religion, the religious system where they encourage you to think simply about rituals or simply about prosperity, or simply about satisfying the senses, either on this planet or in the next life in heaven, or any religious system that's simply focusing on liberation, especially by becoming one with the Lord. That's described as quite the dharma, cheating religion, because the real goal is love of Krishna. Prema Pumartha Mahan. Now this is the real business of the devotees. They don't want to think about these other things. They want to think about Krishna. Okay, sometimes we have to think a little bit about economic development or a little bit about sense gratification. The senses are demanding. I haven't eaten in 3 days. You have to feed me. But this should be very simplified. And it should be connected with Krishna. Our economic development should be connected with Krishna, because we use something of our money for Krishna's service. Our eating should be connected with Krishna, because we offer everything to Krishna first. We prepare everything for Krishna and then take Krishna prasada. Our liberation, we know, is included. We simply have to serve Krishna and not worry about liberation. So in this way, we need to focus on Krishna and not waste our time with so many other things, especially sense gratification. The mind is busy thinking of sense gratification. Then where's the opportunity for thinking about Krishna? So, machchitta. And if we're thinking about Krishna, where's the time or the interest in sense gratification? Driving out other thoughts, it may be more difficult, but by bringing in the Krishna thought, automatically the Maya thought will be driven out. Yaha Krishna taha Maya nadyadikar. Where there's Krishna, there can't be Maya. Just as where there's sun, there can't be darkness. So the devotees want to think about Krishna, And they do that by talking about Krishna. Bodhyanta parasparam. Parasparam means that they're helping one another remember Krishna by talking to one another about Krishna. If we're talking to our fellow devotees about sense gratification, economic development, material topics, then we're doing them a disservice. Because the devotees have joined this Krishna consciousness movement to advance in Krishna consciousness. So they want to hear about Krishna. They want to be reminded about Krishna. They want to learn something about Krishna. So therefore, when we exchange with the other devotees by talking about Krishna, then we're doing them a service and we're doing ourselves a service. By talking about Gramya Katha, Prajalpa, we're doing a disservice both to ourselves and to others. And by talking about Krishna, we're doing ourselves the best service and doing the best service to others. So a devotee practices speaking about Krishna, hearing about Krishna. He likes to, he develops a taste. He wants to talk about Krishna. He wants to hear about Krishna. He doesn't want to hear about all nonsense, rubbish, and doesn't want to talk about rubbish. He gets a taste. He gets a taste. The example is given very nicely here from Chaitanya Charitamrita, that one gets the seed of devotional service from the spiritual master in the form of the whole program of Krishna conscious activities. And by following that program, especially by hearing and chanting, one is watering the seed, or gradually the sprouting plant of devotional service. And as the watering goes on and goes on and goes on, hearing and chanting, the plant grows and flourishes. It pierces through the entire covering of the material universe and takes shelter at the lotus feet of Krishna. So the devotees engage themselves in this way. Katyantascha mam nityam. There's no end of Krishna Katha. Not that, well, now we've reached the last chapter, there's nothing more to talk about. There's limitless Krishna Katha. Krishna, Krishna's incarnations, Krishna's pastimes, his form, his qualities, his philosophy, everything is there. And especially his relationship, his exchanges with the devotees. All these topics are given in Srimad Bhagavatam. The avatars of Krishna, Rama, Nrisimha, Varaha, Kurma, so many. This is the subject matter of Bhagavatam. Because the other things are thrown out, Kaitava Dharma, feeding religion. So there's nothing but amala, spotless topics about Krishna. And therefore the Bhagavatam is very dear to the devotees. They love to hear about Krishna. They take great pleasure in hearing about Krishna. In Bhagavatam, Pivata Bhagavatam, Rasamalayam. The Bhagavatam is compared to a ripe fruit, so ripe that Dravya Samyutam, it's practically liquid. It's practically liquid. Just if you get a fruit that's so ripe, that's just come from the tree and it's practically just juice. This is Bhagavatam, Rasamali. Therefore, the Ansukamukhadamrita Dravya Samyutam. It's come from the mouth of Sukadeva Goswami. Sukha means parrot. If a parrot touches the fruit first, pecks at the fruit, it becomes more tasty. I knew some devotee who had a mango grove, and he said, this is not just poetry, actually it's true, that if the parrot does that, it develops kind of a little soft spot there, and it becomes very, the whole mango becomes more nice. So having come from the mouth of Sukadeva Goswami, it's more relishable. And we're told, Pibata Bhagavatam. Don't just hear Srimad Bhagavatam, drink Srimad Bhagavatam. Pibata Bhagavatam, that's another one. Nagamakal Paturur Kalitam. It's the ripe fruit of all the whole tree of Vedic knowledge. Muhuraho rasika bhavibhavaka. So just relish Srimad Bhagavatam. This is the advice given. Or Bhagavad Gita. It's not that Bhagavad Gita is simply ABCD and there's no juice there. The devotees relish hearing Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, or all the Krishna Katha. Not that if it's not Ras Lila, we're not interested. We're also interested in Krishna with the Pandavas, Krishna with Bhishma Dev, Krishna with Kunti Devi, Krishna with all of his devotees. Not that only with the gopis or only with the Brajvasis, but Krishna in any of his activities. Krishna as Nrsingadev, Krishna as Purma, Krishna in all of his different forms, but especially in his original form as Shamsundar, his activities are the most relishable. But everything, Srila Prabhupada says, a pure devotee doesn't reject even a drop of Srimad Bhagavatam. Muhuraho rasika bhuvibhavuka. So katyam chas chamam nityam tushyanti cha ramanti cha. In this way the devotees get great bliss and satisfaction hearing and chanting about Krishna. And that will solve all the miseries of material existence. All the miseries of material existence are driven away by simply becoming absorbed in Krishna consciousness. What is that? Tapatrayo unmulana. Srimad Bhagavate Mahamunikute. Kimba Prayarishra. What is the need of anything else? This Bhagavatam at once uproots, unmulana. Cutting down a tree, that's one thing, it may grow again. But unmulana, when you uproot it, it's finished. So the tree of material existence, or the tree of material desires within the heart, or the tree of material contamination is uprooted, unmulana, by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, speaking Srimad Bhagavatam, remembering the topics of Srimad Bhagavatam. So maybe I'll stop here. No, I think, because we
will
say something, because I think we have to take back this too. So. As mentioned, our Vidha Prabhu is one of our senior disciples of Srila Prabhupada. He's not staying in South Africa, now he's in England, but he was one of our pioneers in preaching in South Africa, and he's written a book about that, and I'll hand things over to him.
Can we move this to the other side?
You don't have to do anything, just pick this up, pick up the whole business, and move it here.
I'd like to thank Jayadwaita Maharaj for allowing me to accompany him here. It's always very, very enlivening and a great honor to be with some of the most advanced disciples of Srila Prabhupada. Definitely he is one of the topmost, if not the oldest and most learned disciples of Srila Prabhupada. By hearing him talk, I became very submerged in the transcendence of Srila Prabhupada's teachings. And I cannot really emphasize what Maharaj has said about devotional service. It's so important to understand this science, because by actually being more pragmatic and applying ourselves to day-to-day activities which help us push on Krishna consciousness in a practical term, we receive the knowledge that we're striving to understand So here in the Gulf you have, you know, a great challenge, because most of you are engaged in economic stability with your families, and you've come to this country for that reason. But now Srila Prabhupada's mission and Jayadvaita Maharaj are so merciful that they come here on such a regular basis in the form of his disciple to deliver you this knowledge, to remind you of your position. Some of you are taking initiation, some of you are aspiring for initiation, and some of you are moving on in life. So there's a great challenge in such a difficult part of the world, in one sense, because like South Africa, the Emirates is full of sense gratification. You have lots of wealth, lots of diverse forms of sense gratification which you can apply yourself to or step back. But at the same time, you also have an environment where religious mentality is promoted in such a way that you don't have all the evils that we have in the Western world so much. So you're caught in between. You're not far away from India, but there you're all very isolated. So it's a great opportunity to remember our constitutional position as servants of Krishna. And that's the most important thing that we should never forget. And in any way that you can, enter into devotional service full time, as much as you can. Try to do that. Try to apply yourself in a way in which you can, in a humble state of mind, do something for spreading Krishna consciousness. Do something practical. And of course, Prabhupada's teachings are the most important thing for us to understand initially. For us, for myself, we were simply distributing Srila Prabhupada's books as he was writing them. It was the most amazing thing that when we were young men, the BBT were producing so many volumes of Srila Prabhupada's books, and it was our duty as his disciples to distribute them. And we were just, I used to work for the BBT Airport Sankirtan Party, and I used to meet Jayadvaita Maharaj constantly in Chicago when he was engaged in the printing. And but it was a great honor not only to read these books but to distribute them. But Prabhupada also wanted the studying of these books. He wanted us to understand the content, and he wanted us to become happy, because that's the most important thing, to understand the goal. And it's not that we just repeat them like parrots, but also understand the content of the philosophy, so that when we finally enter into a spiritual understanding and Krishna gives us facility to come to him, then we can gradually get to Goloka Vrindavan. As Maharaj was explaining, one can get to the spiritual world like a creeper, like a plant. But first we have to nourish ourselves, we have to give the right nutrients, we have to facilitate the growth of that plant. And by, just like any plant, you have to have the right soil, you have to have the right nutrients, you have to water it in a certain way. And if we develop love for that plant, self-respect, then the plant will begin to grow healthy in the initial stages, and the roots will be very firm, grounded, and it will sprout very nicely, and it will grow very strong. So that's the same thing in our spiritual life. that we should grow very strong. And once we enter the spiritual realm, then of course that's not the conclusion. Then that plant goes on to get to the lotus feet of Krishna. That's another journey that we have to reach. But anyhow, we're still here in the material world, and it's a very short time, actually. I was thinking, Maharaj was telling me he was giving a class about retirement. I missed it. Somehow I came late. And I would be very interested to know about that. But a lot of us are moving on. And our time may not always be as long as we think. Our time is limited. We can be taken out any time. So we should use it very wisely, and also share with each other. This is a very important thing Maharaj was explaining, to talk about Krishna and to remind each other about Krishna. Because there's so much violence in this world, there's so much misery and so much hypocrisy and misunderstanding. And all of these things, politics, misunderstanding, these things can be overcome by sharing, by reminding each other about Krishna. And not only each other, but also your friends, your colleagues at work. You may not be able to preach directly to them, but if you can share with them on a basic level about vegetarianism, about reincarnation, they will appreciate it. And that is non-violence. Violence means to withhold that knowledge, to not share, to not remind them of Krishna. So that is the problem, is that the whole setup in the material world, in the Western world in particular, is that everybody's becoming envious of each other. We're all people are trying to step on each other. They're not sharing. And this is a very, very important point, that if you really want to help somebody, don't get caught up in that evil game of what can I get out of that person, how can I exploit that person. Try and share with them this knowledge. This is the most important thing, and we may not be able to do it directly ourselves. So the simplest method is to give them one of Srila Prabhupada's books. And this is what we were taught, that actually by giving Prabhupada's book, somehow or another, Krishna will let that book go to the correct person. And then maybe when they're depressed, maybe when they're suffering enough, they will take the time to open a few pages. And Prabhupada says, just by simply reading one page, just like now, Maharaj only read a couple of pages, but it was like a whole deep understanding of spiritual life. I know people that were given books, Srila Prabhupada's books, in very difficult circumstances, and it changed their entire lives, because they were searching but they did not know where the truth was coming from until they received that book. So the book distribution is probably the most important devotional service activity that we can do as well, to give Prabhupada's teachings to a suffering soul. And fortunately, you have so many different nationalities in this country that are coming through here. And it's not only Indians that you can share with. You can share with Westerners, you can share with Arabs to a certain degree. You can share with all kinds of people. It's not only in-house preaching. Of course, we need a base. We need a foundation. We need our Hindu brothers and sisters, very much so, because they are very dear to Lord Krishna. So from that point of view, take Maharaj's words very seriously, meditate on what he said, and ask him questions. If there's anything that's on your mind, reveal it to him in confidence. Or if you want to talk to him in public, you can ask a question now. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
just a couple minutes for questions.
Yeah, if there's any questions, one gentleman has a question there. But better you ask Maharaj.
Hare Krishna.
Yeah? There was a question? Maybe there's not a question.
I have a question.
You have a question.
I have a question, and that is, how in the everyday life of Hindu gentlemen and Mataji can they apply their devotional service in this tract of land?
Same way as everybody who's not Hindu. It's not a question of Hindu, not Hindu, how to apply it. Just do it. Chant Hare Krishna, read Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, share these conclusions with others, as you were saying. It's not a question of Hindu or not Hindu. That's a designation. I'm Hindu, I'm Christian, I'm white, I'm black, I'm Indian, I'm American. What is this? This has nothing to do with it. We have no Hindu ladies or gentlemen here. We have all spirit souls. And for the spirit soul, these are the natural engagements to serve Krishna. Hindu, not Hindu, anyway.
Very good. That's perfect.
Can I ask one question?
One question.
You're telling about that we have to make our life in such a way that whatever we do, we have to connect with Krishna.
Mm.
And in case of Prashadam, sometimes we want something and we say, okay, we think we want it, we'll offer and then the mentality is not that we want.
Yeah, that's our, there's some concession there. We can do that. We can think about what we'd like and then offer it to Krishna and take. So according to our consciousness, the more one becomes advanced, the more one thinks about what Krishna would like. But even in the beginning, if I'm thinking about what I would like, all right, let me offer what I would like to Krishna and the Krishna connection will be there. And in the advanced stage, whatever Krishna wants to give me, or whatever I can give to Krishna that he would like. So it's not, there's a road of gradual progress there. It's all a question of our development. Yes? How you can understand what is pleasing to Krishna? Krishna tells you. Patram pushpam param toyam. Offer me this. Or what is that? Nachatasman manusheshu kashchin mam priyakritama. Nothing's more pleasing to me than to have my devotee spread this Krishna consciousness. We don't have to guess what's pleasing to Krishna. Krishna tells us. And the spiritual master is there as Krishna's representative to give further guidance. Acharyas and senior devotees are there to give further guidance. Yes?
Maharaj, nowadays, you know, most of the food that we get in the through markets are partially cooked, you know, and given to us.
Most of the food in the market is partially cooked.
But again, we are eating the same, like, you know, pasta, or the canned food.
Why do that? Why? It's not that, I've been to the supermarkets, it's not that everything is partially cooked and everything comes in a can. You have a choice. You can buy something from the can or you can buy something that's not from the can. You can buy something that's partially cooked or you can buy something that's not partially cooked. It's up to you.
You know, basically, this question was raised by some Mataji. It's like, you know, the paneer, for example, you buy here. It's coming processed. You know, you're not making it in the house.
Yeah, well, better if you can do it yourself. And now everything is, you know, buy it in a can, buy it red. All you do is, you know, pop it in the microwave and it's done. You know, and that's your devotional service, is to open the package, put it in the microwave and offer it to Krishna. Or even in household life, you know, that's the wife's engagement now, to go shopping, open up the package, pop it in the microwave and give it to her husband. But there's not much expression of scope there for expressing our love, our devotion. the food purchased by your wife and you know, popped in the microwave is not the same as the food that your wife has very carefully prepared out of devotion to her husband, out of love. It's not the same. Similarly, the food that we just pop open the can and offer to Krishna is not the same as the food that we've devoted ourselves to preparing for Krishna's pleasure. So we may sometimes, out of convenience, we have to adjust in householder life, or even for preaching, sometimes we adjust. But the more that we can offer Krishna fresh things prepared by our own hands, the better it is. You know yourself, Hare Krishna, you know yourself if you're the difference between when your wife has gone to great trouble to prepare something nice and when she's gone shopping and popped something in the microwave. Do you know the difference? Do you notice the difference? Krishna notices also. Yes. Loud, loud.
In the Krishna consciousness activities, like offering the Krishna, milk and milk products are one of the important ingredients.
What's one of the
milk?
No,
and milk,
yeah.
Yes. But what we have recently understood here, there have been practical proofs for this, that there's a lot of fish products which is actually being used to feed the cows before they are milked. So how do we actually understand this? Can we actually offer such milk?
Well, at Kali Yuga, everything's contaminated. They're feeding the cows any rubbish. So what can be done? Best thing is that we have our own cows and take care of them. There's not much scope for that in Dubai. You know, keep a cow in your flat. It's not very practical. But in Mayapur and other places, we're doing that. We're able to keep our own cows. Otherwise, the nature of modern civilization is, why milk? Everything is contaminated. The way they grow the fruits, the way they grow the vegetables, the way they grow the grains, everything is slave labor, chemicals. Nothing is pure. This is Kali Yuga. If we want pure food, we either have to grow it ourselves or starve. So therefore we have to adjust. We take, you know, can you offer anything to Krishna? The grapes that were picked by, you know, slave laborers, practically people paid less than minimum wage. The papayas that have been artificially ripened with some sort of gas. You know, can you offer anything to Krishna? No, it's all unofferable. It's all material for that, though. You know, what does Krishna want with these material things? Why offer matter to Krishna, who's the Supreme Spirit? Therefore, Krishna says, bhaktya, what he's really after is your devotion. So choose the best things that you can, offer to Krishna, what's within your means also. You know, the best things might be, you know, imported something or other from India that's, you know, you have specially brought over in your own, you know, but that for, you know, $100 an ounce. So that may not be within your means. So what's within your means, offer to Krishna from within the acceptable categories and carry on. And pray to Krishna that I know that, you know, there's so many flaws in the offering, but whatever I'm getting, just like Sanatan Goswami, he was offering these, what do they call, bhati, you know, just basically flour and water and throwing in the fire and offering to Madan Mohan. Madan Mohan complained, couldn't I get some salt? At least that much. Sadhguru, you know, I'm an old man, please, just whatever I'm able to give you, please accept. We are out of time.
Hey, one more last question. What is
your last question or his last question? Or is it two last questions? But we are out of time. We have 7 minutes before we have to be in the car and going. So what should we do? Yeah, 9 o'clock, we have to go. No, I got it from the horse's mouth. Sri Vallabha Prabhu said we should leave at 9. So Last question.
Maharaj, at what stage can you preach to somebody to visit a dham? For example, there are
many. Any stage. I brought my mother to, you know, my mother doesn't chant, doesn't, you know, observe our way of life or dietary restrictions, anything. But I brought her to Mayapur, Vrindavan.
What happens if they commit some, the reason that at Vrindavan they say you have to be very careful for committing any offenses. So if we then they go and they commit offenses. Is it more
you see to it, that, you know, guide them what to do. And don't keep them there so long, you know. That's why you're advised just stay 3 days. Because by the time 3 days are up, you haven't had enough time to commit offenses. So quick in and out. But if you can bring someone to Vrindavan, Mayapur, that's nice, even for a few minutes. It's good for them. Or you give them the books, give them chanting Hare Krishna, bring the Dham to them. Either whatever you want. Okay, that's quick. Last question from you.
While chanting of the holy names, if you take a month, out of the 30 days, maybe 10 days the chanting is very intensive and very good. Suddenly for 4-5 days, it's going without any concentration. And so
anyway, just keep at it. Sometimes it goes up, sometimes it goes down, but keep at it. That's practice. Just in, you know, physical practice, exercise. Sometimes you're feeling really into it, sometimes you're feeling not really into it, sometimes this, that, but you just keep doing it and practice makes perfect. Your studies, sometimes you feel like you're really making progress in your studies, sometimes you feel like, I don't know, you know, why I even picked up the book, but you stick with it, and gradually, because you have that principle of sticking with it, you make progress. Hare Krishna, all glories to Srila Prabhupada.